first reading today, we are told that all scripture is inspired by God and that it is good for instruction in the faith, it is good for teaching, reproving, correcting, and so on. It is the word of God, and we must recognize it as such. Every single word is inspired by God. Now, we do have to be slightly careful because only the original text is actually inspired by God, not the translations. So whoever translated scripture may have gotten something a little bit wrong. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult because how do you translate this Hebrew word or this Greek word into English? Some of the things would literally require a whole sentence or sometimes almost a paragraph to be able to translate one word because they can say things in Greek that we can't say in English. And so there are some difficulties that way. But for the most part, you know, if you've got a decent translation, it's still pretty close. And it still at least gets the point across of what's in the Word of God. And so it is definitely something that we need to be reading, something we need to be steeped in, because God has given it to us not only for our instruction, but ultimately for our salvation. That's exactly what St. Paul tells Timothy, that in the scriptures are everything that you need for good works and for salvation. And so that's where we want to be looking, to make sure that we're on the right track. That becomes more important when we look at what our Lord teaches us, or what St. Paul rather speaks about further on in the first reading, and that is that the time would come when people wouldn't tolerate sound doctrine. Well, that's certainly where we have been for the last 50 or 60 years. And if you really think back, it's been for the last 150 years that this has been going on. You have to remember that Pope Pius X had to write an encyclical against modernism because people were rejecting the truth. And in fact, there were people among Catholics who were teaching error about sacred scripture. And so these things have been going on for well over 150 years. And so we need to be aware that that's the case and recognize at the same time what's happening right now in the church and in society. People are finally waking up to the fact that they have been lied to, that they have been misled, and they are looking for the truth. And they are coming now to the truth in droves. I don't know if you saw it, but this last Easter, they are setting records for the number of people who are being baptized. Because, of course, we had to go through that period back in the 80s and 90s where people weren't baptizing their kids because for whatever reason, they didn't baptize their kids. And now we have record numbers of adult baptisms. Last year was a record number. This year more than doubled the record number of adult baptisms, and that's in Europe. In America it's happening too, not quite as extraordinarily as it is in Europe, but Europe we have to look at it and see that they're probably 10 times, quote unquote, or 10 years approximately ahead of us. Now, by ahead, that doesn't mean something good. They are way more depraved, and they're about 10 years beyond where we're at. And so you're starting to see that the young people are rejecting the lies. They're rejecting the garbage that has been handed to them. Praise God. And so if that's what's going to be happening, then they're looking for the truth. And they're going to find the truth in sacred scripture. They're going to find the truth in the teachings of the church, because the truth cannot change. And just because we live in this supposedly advanced society, somehow we think that we're so progressive that we found new truth. Well, St. John reminds us not to be so progressive that we don't remain rooted, but I like the one that whichever one of those country western guys back in the 40s said, he said, don't be so open-minded that your brain falls out. It's put rather bluntly and clearly. We think that, I've got all these new ways and everything is so great. It's like, it doesn't work. And that's what we need to be able to see. The young people are recognizing it. And they are looking not for the new ways, because that's what has been given to them. And they're rejecting it. And they're saying, I want the truth. It's not just simply, I want what has traditionally been taught. That's not what they're looking for necessarily. They're looking for the truth. And in finding the truth, of course, they're finding what has traditionally been taught. And the question that has been asked year after year after year is, why has nobody taught us this? And that follows up with the statement, we've been ripped off. And they have. And quite honestly, it's anybody pretty much my age and younger has been ripped off. The stuff that should have been taught to us wasn't. Part of that's because they bought the lie that the media was actually peddling back in the 1960s, and that was that Vatican II was going to change everything that the church teaches. So when I was a kid, they taught about the Trinity, because they knew that wasn't going to change. Maybe they taught about who Jesus was, because they knew that couldn't change. But they didn't teach about much anything else, because they thought it was all going to change. And so they didn't teach anything. So those of you about my age will remember sitting around in circles and making felt banners and doing whatever, all sheer stupidity. And that was religion class. So that's the garbage that was taught. That's what the kids were learning. And so it only got worse after that. So everybody who is 65 or younger, it's that you've been ripped off. Pure and simple, you have been ripped off. The positive side of that, however, is that you now have to make the choice to make the truth your own. And once you make that choice, it's not just, I guess this is what sister taught me back in first grade or something. No. It's almost like having an adult convert who's always been Catholic. You know what it means to be Catholic, but you didn't have the truth. And now you suddenly do. And a whole new world opens to you that you never knew was there. Because for those who have been steeped in Catholicism from the early on in their life, they treat it like they do the Minneapolis Museum of Art. It's always there, so I can go anytime. So when do you go? Well, I don't, but it's always there. I can go anytime. They do the same thing with the faith. It's always there. So when's the last time you said, I don't, but I can do it anytime that I want? But if it suddenly opens up to you and suddenly you recognize that you have access to all this truth that you did not know even existed, it is like a gold mine. And you're not going to be content to say, the gold mine's always there. I can mine it anytime I want. It's like, no, I want to dig in. I want the truth. I want something that's way more valuable than gold, because it will save my soul. And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about. Don't worry about the one who can kill the body, but not the soul. Save your soul. Obviously, only God can condemn the soul, but we do it to ourselves. So how are we going to save our souls? By having the truth and living it. By living the truth in charity, because that's what our Lord taught us to do. And so when we look at what St. Paul is talking about, that all scripture is good for teaching, reproof, and correcting, and instructing in justice. That word justice, again, is righteousness in Greek. And so it instructs us in growth in holiness. It teaches us how to live. So it teaches us the truth, and it teaches us how to live. And if we can accept the truth and put it into practice, then we are going to acknowledge our Lord, and He, as He said in the Gospel, will acknowledge us before His Heavenly Father. If that is going to happen, we have saved our souls. That's the gift that God is offering. So in a society that has gone completely astray, in a society that has decided that it doesn't want God and it is going to serve its master wholeheartedly, let's at least decide to serve our master. If we're going to reject Satan and all the darkness and all the error and all the garbage that he's been pushing at us for all these years, we're going to say, no, 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 I want the truth. And let's find it. Let's embrace it and let's live it. And in so doing, save our immortal souls.